Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Lexi Podcast, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're up to date, I'm still in Australia and I have so much more to share. If this is your first episode of mine, highly recommend going at least back one so you have a bit of context for why I'm in Australia, how long I'm here, etc., etc. When I spoke to you last, I was in Sydney. These are very diary style episodes because I want to have a document of this experience. It's been so much fun. I love this country. I love this country so much, and I love everybody that I'm with. I'm on such a high of my life right now. This trip has been amazing. If I had my dog here with me, 1000% would extend. I have no desire to leave. I'm in a smaller town, a bit in farmland outside of Byron Bay. So I've been spending most of my time here or in Byron, and then I'm with Babe Rainbow and Camille. So they have shows on the weekends. So last weekend I was in Sydney, we were in Bondi, and then this weekend we're going to Brisbane and Noosa. So we're gonna leave in about an hour, and I thought, oof, an hour? I'm packed up. This is the perfect time to record and give y'all the update, share what I've been doing. If I could describe how it feels to be here, it feels like summer camp. I'm outside majority of the day, barefoot, hair in braids, hanging out with kids, drawing, because I'm staying with Jack and his family, and we have dinner all together every night, and the kids all have their markers, and we're playing different drawing games, and it feels so nice to be around that familial energy. And then we have day adventures with Elliot. So the main characters of this trip are Camille. You've probably heard me talk about Camille. One of my best friends. She lives in France, but spends a ton of time in California. And then the band members, we have guitarist Jack, bassist Elliot, Miles on drums, and Angus lead sing. It's been so fun. So staying at Jack's, and then Elliot, craziest person I've ever met. I'm obsessed with him. I love him so much. And he picks us up every morning after coffee, and we go on some sort of adventure and errand. And his errands are not just, oh, let's stop at the grocery store. We are stopping at the butcher, and we're getting 80 kilos of beef fat for the tallow that he makes. Sensational tallow. He puts his heart and soul into that. Then we might go to the farm where he keeps his cow Bluebell, and we'll pick up raw milk. And then we'll go off into some rugged part of the woods and go to a waterfall. We went to Mount Warning, the bottom of Mount Warning this week. Also a ton of time at the beach. We've been surfing. I love surfing. I'm very new, okay? But I love it. And I mean, if you know me, you know that I love a little bit of a sport. I've always been a bit sporty. I spent last year and some of the year before rock climbing. I go to training classes that make me feel like I'm training for a sport. And then it's just been so nice to have surfing as an activity to do here. So that's been a good one. And a lot of swimming, a lot of time in water. I feel like I'm at summer camp. If I could describe it, that is how it feels. So good. It's so good. And I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. I want to stay forever. I love it here. I love who I'm with. I love where I am. This is an amazing country. I love Australia. I go to New Zealand next week, and then I go home back to California. And I don't even know what I'm going to do in California. I'm thinking of my time there, and I don't, it's just blank. The calendar's blank. I don't have any plans. I don't know what the hell I'm doing there. And I need to find either purpose there, or I need to get the hell out, because the health that I feel so healthy and well. And I think that's because, I mean, if you spent a majority of your day outside, barefoot, just carefree, exploring, you would probably feel so healthy too. It's like what we're meant to do. Also, my dopamine has to be incredibly reset right now, because my screen time prior to this trip, something astronomical, something a bit frightening. And now I don't have much service, so that cuts it down. But I've been busy. I'm actually living a life, so I don't need to go online looking at other people's. And that has been so strange. Not strange, but now when I go on Instagram and I'm scrolling, I feel a bit strange, where I'm like, wait, what am I watching? This feels like really like a bit stupid if I'm not doing something intentional. Whereas I think if you're going online to find something, to watch something, whatever. But I had gotten to the point where I just had a moment of quiet, and then I thought, okay, let's just scroll. And now that feels strange, and that feels really good. I kicked a bad habit, and I recommend we all do that. I've been thinking a lot about if there is going to be a soft rebellion against phones, I found two Substack articles and I can link them down below. One is, I love the premise of this. It's being on your phone isn't sexy, because it's so true. There's nothing sexy about being on a phone. Calling someone, talking on the phone, sure, that's kind of sexy. But scrolling on your phone, not so sexy. And I've seen a lot of articles encouraging people to get off their phone by scaring them with the health effects. You know, it could hurt your eyes. You could be getting, I don't know, radiation. But there's something almost more influential about calling someone out for being like, that's not very sexy of you. And then another Substack I saw was a meditation to reframe your thoughts around your phone. It's just, we've advanced so quickly. We've advanced to the point where we have mini computers in our pocket or in our hands nearly all day, every day. And it feels like it happened so slowly then all at once, to the point where I don't even think I had an opportunity to decide whether or not I wanted that for myself. You know, if I was younger and someone's like, do you want to keep a computer on you at all times? I'd be like, maybe, potentially, I don't know, elaborate a bit more. Whereas I got my first phone, it was a pink Razr from Verizon, classic. So cute. I felt so adorable. I think I was in 7th grade or 8th grade when I got my first cell phone. I had a texting budget and I had to use the 9 numbers, 10 numbers on the screen to send my text. And it took a bit of time to compose those texts. And that would be about it. And then I got a Verizon Dare. That one's a bit more of a niche phone. You know, we're all familiar with the Razr, but are you familiar with the Verizon Dare? It was mostly touchscreen. And I remember the guy at Verizon saying, you can watch television on this, you can go on the internet on this, but it was still pretty brutalist. You know, it was a bit rugged still, and it wasn't very user-friendly, and the connection wasn't great. So you had to go on, and the keyboard wasn't efficient, so I wasn't really going on the internet. I knew that my phone could if I wanted to, but I never did, you know? And then I think I got the iPhone. I must have gotten the iPhone 4, because the first iPhone I ever had had a front camera. And even still, it was during the age where the apps that you had on it were the milk or beer that you could pretend to pour in your mouth. Trying to think of other ones. Just very rudimentary apps. And I don't know, I guess maybe I recorded on it. It's hard to remember what I did on that phone. The only memory that's surfacing right now is turning it on airplane mode when I went to school, which I was so disciplined with, and I didn't feel, I really just didn't think twice about it. I was like, oh yeah, I'm at school, let me turn this off so it doesn't ring. Now, if I was in school, oh, you best believe that thing would be on. I would be scrolling Instagram stories in between classes. If I do remember correctly, I don't think our school had good service, and maybe we weren't allowed on the Wi-Fi. I don't really remember, but I do remember it was really hard to even send a text in school, and schools were kind of dead zones. I don't know if they did that on purpose or if I just went to a school that was kind of near nothing. Which, side note, learning as I grew up that people had schools that were in towns and you could pass cities and things to go to school was crazy to me. Even the people that had a little shopping center near their school and they could do off-campus lunch. How fun is that? I just drove through fields to get to my school, like maybe a couple neighborhoods, but I was not passing any sort of main street. There was no, I don't even think we passed a gas station on the way to my school. So hearing that people would just, oh yeah, we just go to Chipotle for lunch. What? You didn't go to school in farmland? Excuse me? I just went through the neighborhood, took a little bit of a left, passed a bunch of fields and houses. There I was at school. But anyway, my phone was a part of my life, but not in the way that it is right now. And it doesn't feel like I got to grant that permission. It feels like it was presented on me. And now I'm questioning it, which is good. I think we all should, to take a little bit of a step back and say, like, yeah, this is convenient. Do I really want this, though? And I want to challenge myself to take a bit of time each day to do something without my phone. Like, if I have to run to the post office, I'm picking something up at the store, if I'm going on a dog walk, to just give myself an hour or two every day where my phone's just at home and I'm out, just to get into the practice of not knee-jerk reaction to see if it's in my pocket, if it's not in my hand, where is it in my bag? And I like that since I've been here, phones have been secondary or even beyond the experience. Obviously, I'm vlogging. Don't get it twisted. Go to youtube.com/LexiLombard and you will see Australia week one, and then I'm working on week two right now. I definitely have at least four videos that I can give out of Australia. Maybe five. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at the footage, but I think three or four for sure. Confidently three and pretty confident four. The first one went up today. So if you want to check it out, it's it really discusses and shows my appreciation. Someone just commented, they're like, I love hearing your appreciation towards the public transit. Wonder what it must be like in the US. And it's because when I landed, it was so clean. I mean, hardly. Like, Los Angeles has public transit, but the amount of people for that population that actually use it is nominal. It could be so much more effective. Yes, everybody in New York uses public transit, but it has a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work that they could do. I mean, there's the charm to it, sure, but then I got on the train at Brisbane and then took a bus from Brisbane to the Gold Coast. So clean, so nice, so friendly. My God, I'm like, we could be taking notes. I mean, a train with a bathroom on it that was cleaner than Amtrak and it cost me $10, which has to be even less because the Australia to US dollar conversion is in my favor. I'm paying, I don't know, 80, 100, 150 American dollars to get on a train. And it's like nice enough, but the Brisbane one was just as nice. It's like, why can't we have nice things? America prides themselves on, you know, having it all. It's like, but I think we could take some notes. I really do. And that's one of the thousand reasons that I love this place. I do. So my dopamine has been reset. I've been swimming. I've been exploring. Elliot always has a show and tell piece for Camille and I. He's either bringing us a piece of aloe that he picked up or flowers that he thought was cool. I love the way that he interacts with the world, where he's just really like, if he's walking somewhere, he's taking note of the plants and the flowers and what's around him. And it's a perspective that I needed to be reminded of. And then I went to the beach yesterday and I was looking around and I'm taking note of what each shell looks like. And I love it. I love it. I tried to have a conversation about it on the vlog, but I had the gnarliest hairstyle. I had four braids in my head that were just, I was just trying to keep my hair together and give it a bit of a hairstyle before the night. And I just look like a stupid poser hippie trying to talk about the perspective of reclaim nature. Like, it's so nice to blah, blah, blah. And I literally had to stop. I was like, I can't have this conversation with this hairstyle right now. It's painting a picture that I don't want to claim. But overall, it's been so nice. And I love everybody. I mean, Angus and his family, Jack and his family, Elliot, Miles, everybody's so good. And all of their friends are so good. It's been a really welcoming experience. And everyone has been so generous to the point that is it time to go? Oh no, this is a text. Stop it. I have to interrupt. So the girls that are watching Spoon, wow, they've been taking such good care of him. I have nothing but the utmost faith that Spoon is being treated like royalty with them. And to confirm that, I just got a text because they're on a little weekend trip with their parents and their family dog. And they said, in case you didn't know, Spoon loves sparkling water. He's a fancy young lad. Classic. My boy is so, of course he loves sparkling water. Of course. I need to keep him a bit rugged because he has the makings to be a bit of a princess. Of course he loves sparkling water. I mean, I get it. I love sparkling water. Oh, I do miss him. Every night before I go to bed, I have a pit in my stomach about the fact that I'm not with him. And I know people leave their dogs all the time, but this is my first pet on my own as an independent adult. And I love him and I want to make sure that he knows that he's loved and he's cared for and he was not abandoned. And I know he's in good hands. In my head, I know, but in my heart, I don't know. I'm like, I miss him. I haven't seen him in weeks. And I just want to run up and hug him and hold him. And I have guilt around it. I've been noticing a bit of guilt. That's been a reoccurring theme because I keep wanting to go to my journal when I have something that I need to sort out. And they're all based in guilt. They're all based in guilt. Oh, I feel guilty for not being with Spoon. Oh, I feel guilty for receiving the generosity of all the people around me and feeling like I have nothing to give in return. Oh, I feel guilty for, forget what it was. Oh, something so stupid. I am on my period though, which not for nothing, worth mentioning, because when I was surfing yesterday or the day before, I almost hit someone. I think I did hit her a bit, but she asked if I was okay. I thought, I was like, why am I about to cry right now? Like, cry because I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, oh God, I just hit a surfer, like someone who's much more experienced than me, and I'm just this doofus in the water, and I need to get out of the water because what am I doing here? So I think some of the guilt is irrational. Like, we were doing a photo shoot for Elliot's tallow brand, and I was exhausted, had my period, and I just didn't know if I could, like, I don't know if I had it in me. And I felt so guilty for even feeling like I didn't have it in me. I'm like, Elliot's been nothing but generous. And I'm over here thinking, like, maybe we just do it the next day. And I'm like, that's so rude of you. So something I need to work through on my own. The shows have been really good. I'm excited for this weekend. Last weekend when we were in Sydney, I worked the door in Bondi. And that was fun. I was working with their tour manager and just putting bracelets on people's wrists. And I really liked welcoming everyone into the show. It was a bit analog because we didn't have the computers. There was just a list of everybody that had tickets. And that was really fun. It felt like I was a bit back in time and like, oh, what's your name? Let's see if we have it. He's flipping through pages, highlighting it off. And it's not just the guest list. It's just anyone that bought a ticket and then putting their little band on. And then the next night I worked the merch stand with a teenage boy. He was so funny. He was just such a little hustler, that one. Like, really creating bargains for everyone. He's like, ah, you want this shirt? Okay, well, do you get this and the tote? I can give you, like, $5 off. Just ready to make the money. He's like, I want to make $2,000 tonight off of the merch. It's like, go off, Dom. Do it. Let's do it. And then the third show last weekend was at the Servo in Port Kembla. And it's this old gas station that they've turned into a bar and concert venue, and it was sick. It was so cool. Got a little merch t-shirt myself. Now I'm coming back. My shopping has been good. I feel really good about my shopping. I got a pair of jeans from St. Agni. They look great on my ass, feeling really confident about that purchase. And then I didn't have a beach towel. Went into a thrift shop here, saw a beach towel immediately. It was like $2, got it, say less. And then it started raining a bunch, went into another thrift shop a few days later, saw an umbrella, got it. So practical, feeling great about that one. Now we have an umbrella and we have a beach towel and I have hot jeans that I've yet to wear. And then what's my other purchases? Oh, Babe Rainbow t-shirt and the Servo. That's what they called it, the Servo t-shirt. I'm going to leave the beach towel and the umbrella here because, you know, someone else that stays at the Banana Shack can have that, and I don't need to fly internationally with an umbrella. It's so not worth it. I'm gonna leave the beach towel, but my two tees and my jeans, feeling good about that. So that's sort of my update on my end, things that have been circling my brain. And I asked you guys for questions on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Lexi, L-E-X-I-E. So let's get into them. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Revolve is sponsoring today's episode. The reason I love Revolve so much on a personal level is the convenience of having so many different things. I wanted this cute little sweater from Frankie's Bikinis, and then I wanted a mini skirt from Daniel Guizio, and then I wanted a pair of Levi jeans, and then I wanted a beauty blender. All right, I wanted some Goop exfoliant. I don't think Revolve gets enough credit for their abundance and variety. I knew Revolve for clothes, but the fact that I can get my vitamins and a beauty blender all in the same spot is a big yes for me. And the shopping experience is easy because it also has product recommendations based on your purchase history and your favorite products and brands. And they have really fast and free shipping and fast returns. So from last minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and easy returns on all of them. For a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of my favorite styles at revolve.com/Lexi and receive 15% off your first order with code Lexi. That's revolve.com/Lexi to shop my top picks and get 15% off your first order with code Lexi. Offer ends June 15th, so don't miss out. I want to start by saying that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to health, and no one needs to lose weight to be worthy, beautiful, confident. But for those who are looking for a science-backed, sustainable way to manage their weight, Effecty is making it more accessible than ever. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient found in popular GLP-1 medications, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by helping regulate appetite and blood sugar, making weight management feel more natural and sustainable. You fill out a short medical questionnaire, chat with a licensed provider, and if eligible, your prescription is shipped straight to your door. No waiting rooms, no hidden fees, and no membership is required. What I really can appreciate about Effecty is their transparency. You know exactly what you're paying for from the start, and they're committed to making treatment safe, affordable, and accessible to those who need it. If this sounds like something that could support your health journey, right now my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code Lexi at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code Lexi to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just feels harder than usual and you can't quite figure out why? Recently, I've learned that sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep, it could be my hormones at play. And I know firsthand how much stress can mess with hormones. Between work and life and travel, it's easy to feel a little out of balance, and I know I'm not the only one. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system, helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, more. So it doesn't just help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It also helps with the stress hormones such as cortisol. Small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. Are you ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today and find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Lexi. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi for 15% off today. By some miracle, by the way, we're back. I found a quiet corner in the airport. So I'm going to use the short amount of time I have before my flight takes off to record the Q&A. I didn't think that this is what it would look like to podcast while on the road and while traveling, but I will take the opportunity if it's presented, and I love this show and I do not want to delay it if I can avoid it. So let's just get into the questions. Sophie asked, what are your bag essentials for the summer? Also, this is my favorite podcast ever. I'm glad you like it. What are my essentials? Okay, well, I have a bag that I've been taking with me just about every day. I need some sort of lip color. If I'm feeling a bit pale, pasty, tired, if I just add a little lip color, I feel much better. I have a Burt's Bees one that is, what is it? I have it right in my bag right now. I have my lip colors with me. One is Benetton. One is Burt's Bees little like skinny chapstick in fig. And then the other one is this. Where is it? It's another berry lip color. I just like to have some color available. And then I've been going to shows. Therefore, I have these little loops that I keep with me. But that's less of a summer essential and more specific to my circumstance at the moment. Wait, are we moving gates? Or are people... This is a dicey thing to do, I can't lie. Summer essentials, things for my bag. A general essential I realized is keeping a snack in my bag. I love knowing that just in case I get a bit peckish or I feel a bit, a bit hungry, that there is something in my bag that I can have. I hate not knowing when the next time I'm going to get food is, and I find a lot of comfort and safety in knowing that there's something in my bag just in case. A nice pair of sunglasses, and by nice, I mean a nice pair that if you lose, it doesn't matter, because I feel like I'm always on a bit of an adventure and I might break them. A new bag essential has been my Kindle. My Kindle's real thin, it's real skinny, it fits in just about every purse, and it's been great. And then a little pair of wired headphones, because the big guys that I normally take when I'm traveling, those are the ones I have with me right now, take up a bit of space and they're heavy. I want to keep myself mobile, you know, phone, keys, wallet, snack, a book. And then I have this new water bottle that I got. It's reusable and it's plastic, and it basically looks like a blood bag, which is a gross way to describe it. I'll talk about it in a YouTube video, but I got it on Amazon. I can link it down below so you can get a visual of it. But it's great because when you drink it, then suddenly you have nothing in your bag, as opposed to, like, I love my Owala water bottle, but it takes up a significant amount of space and it's a bit heavy. Whereas this, as soon as the water's gone, it weighs nothing in your bag. Let me check out other things I have in my bag, because I really do have it right with me. My medicine. Oh, this lavender hand sanitizer. I have some sap gum. Oh, this is the other lip color. It's the brand Gen C, S-E-E, and it's in the color Toby 08. I really like that one. I don't know. Typically, I don't like to carry a lot with me. If I could avoid carrying anything altogether, I would love that. I want to be hands-free. I think about that all the time. I think I was saying that earlier on in the episode. I don't like having my phone with me. I didn't really sign up for it. It's convenient, sure, but it's also a bit of a hassle. I know a lot of people that feel a bit socially anxious like to have something in their hands when they're at a bar, at a party. I want my hands free. I want to be able to dance. I want to be able to hug people, grab. I feel like I'm a touchy person, and having something in my hand hinders me. I can't give the same hugs that I want to. I hope we're not boarding. I think we have 10 minutes until we board. I'm going to have Camille come over here. I'm so dedicated to the show that I'm in. It's basically a kids section that I'm in. There's a little playground behind me, and it's a bit early in the morning, so no one... Kimmy's laughing at me right now because I didn't really tell anyone. I just went through security and thought, okay, let me look for a bit of a quiet spot. And so she asked me where I am, and I responded saying, look at gate 14. And I'm in this far back area that I honestly cannot believe I found. Let's get to another question. Let's see what I can get through. I'm going to try to make it rapid fire. It's just a bit of a touch and go situation because it's a small airport and it's a quick flight. So I think we're going to board pretty quickly. As I said, I think I have 10 minutes. Dash asked, would I ever consider moving to Australia? If I could figure out how to get Spoon here, yes. Without the insane quarantine, or I have to look into it more, but absolutely. And I definitely want to come back again soon. Dash also asked, do you have a morning routine? No, not really. Get dressed, have a coffee, put on moisturizer. That's about it. My night routine is a lot more important to me. I have a bit more energy at night. I have a hard time becoming alert straight away in the morning. So I have to prep at night to be able to make my morning as easy as possible. My night routine, however, you know, I'm doing my skincare. I have my mouth tape. I read before bed. My phone is plugged in. I try to tidy up a bit. So in this case, it's like packing up my suitcase, making sure I'm good to go. But my morning routine, I will say, hanging out with a bunch of guys makes you have to get ready so much quicker because they don't get ready. Like, and Camille doesn't really wear makeup. I'm the only one that cares about brushing my hair and maybe putting on a little tinted moisturizer, a lip color, mascara, God forbid. I want 10 minutes to get ready. They're like, should we head out? Okay, cool. Yeah, put on your shoes. It's made me be able to get ready a lot faster. Whereas when I'm with my girls and my gays, we really take our time. There's no rush. The getting ready process is half of the event. I still would say though, no, I don't have a morning routine. Emery Y2K asked how to be more extroverted. I think when it comes to introvert and extrovert, those are more personality types. You just naturally lean one way or another. But to be a bit more social, I think you have to start getting more comfortable with yourself. And the more comfortable you are with yourself, the more comfortable you will be around others. So if you're someone that's a bit fidgety and self-conscious, you'll probably be a bit more social if you're in an outfit that you don't have to think about. You know, you're in a shirt that doesn't need to be adjusted constantly or a strange hairstyle that needs to be fixed. So I think having less to think about makes you more social and able to be more present in social situations. Another way to be a bit more extroverted is to go out and do things that actually interest you, not feeling a certain obligation from your age group. If you feel like your friends are all partying and that's not of your interest, then maybe you're not going to be very keen to go to a party and too excited about it. As opposed to if you love a party, then it'll be so easy to get to and bring yourself to it. But if you're more interested in being outside or pottery or going to the gym or rock climbing, that could be a way to be more social because you're more interested. Oh, this is an interesting question. I just made a note about this. Caitlin asks, getting out of my own head and just living. I find it hard to ditch my anxiety once I start listening. Interesting. Interesting. You find your anxiety kick up when you're listening. Because I just made a note that life is so good when you pay attention. Just get out of your head, look around and listen. I find it way easier to be more friendly and be more social when I'm not thinking about myself. I think a lot of us, especially media doesn't help with all of our access to seeing ourselves and our presentation online constantly makes us very aware of ourselves and our perception. But we spend a lot of time indulging in ourselves, and there's something freeing about paying attention to anything else. I do not think any of us lack the ability to think about ourselves. I think a lot of us, just based in the generation that we grew up in, know what it's like to think about ourselves. We know what we look like. We know what we sound like. We know what we're up to, what our social media looks like. So we're very aware of ourselves and our presentation. So it's nice actually to take a bit of a break and be like, I'm going to stop thinking about myself for a second. Because when we hear, maybe this is just me, but when I hear someone say, oh, you're just thinking about yourself so much, it feels like it's from a conceited place, when I honestly find that insecure people are incredibly self-centered, because you are also thinking about yourself. Whether or not you're thinking positive things or negative things about yourself, you're still letting yourself consume yourself with yourself, and you're still thinking about yourself. And it's nice when you can just tune out of your own head and look around, take a look out the window, listen to your friend tell their story. It makes life a lot more interesting, because we already know the thoughts that we think. We've already ruminated. No need to waste your time. Isn't that a bit boring? It's so much more interesting to hear something else. But I don't exactly know how to ditch anxiety once you start listening. I haven't experienced that, so I would have a hard time giving advice on it. Oh, I want to say thank you to the Fatma who said, no question, just love and support. A lot of questions, would you ever move to Australia? Yasmin wants to know how to implement many good habits at once and not stress yourself out about it. I think it's hard to implement many good habits at once. I think for a habit to stick, it has to become a bit natural. And if you just switch up your routine all at once, it's going to be a bit harder to maintain, unless that's your personality type. If you're a bit of an all or nothing person, maybe that's how you work. That's never been sustainable for me, but I'm thinking of how to do good habits. I think a few days or a week is a pretty good goal to see if you can maintain something. Like if you're trying to eat more vegetables, to say, okay, for the next 2 or 3 days, I'm going to have a serving of vegetables with my lunch and dinner and see how that goes. As opposed to being like, we're having just vegetables until the end of time. It's like, all right, let's try with lunch and dinner. Or maybe even just dinner. I think lunch and dinner. You should challenge yourself to that if anyone's interested. But other implementing tips, short time frame, positive influences. I think it's always easier if the people around you are doing it. For instance, my friend Elliot is really health conscious right now, and he's very aware of what he puts into his body. So when it's time to eat or we're getting a little hungry, he just finds a nearby health food store. And that makes it so much easier to make a bit of a healthy decision, as opposed to hanging out with someone who just wants to get hot chips all the time. Which in turn, then when I'm at a pub or a restaurant that does have a ton of burgers and chips, instead of having that every single day on the road, I'm more interested to be like, you know what? I had a burger for lunch. Maybe I'll get the fish, vegetable, and potato plate for dinner. You know, those are two tips. Wow. Evie asked, what are your top 10 favorite songs of all time? Also, never skipped an episode. I'm having a lot of dedicated fans here in this questionnaire. Top 10 songs of all time. Oh my God, I do not know. But you know what? I have been introduced to so much more music since hanging out with the babes. And even Camille. Camille has some of the best music tastes I've ever heard in my life. I constantly tell her, if you had a radio show, I would listen all the time. She shows me so much good music. Same thing with the babes. All of them have such good music taste and such a variety and a lot of deep cut songs. Oh, someone's coming on the announcer. I hope that's not about my flight, because I'm kind of getting into flow. Oh yeah, we board it in 1 minute. That's gotta be it. But I was gonna say, I don't know my top 10 favorite songs of all time, but I want to make a playlist for the Patreon of a ton of the songs that I'm really enjoying at the moment. I'd have to give it some thought to really answer that question. And I should give it some thought. I'll write that down and come back. Francesca wants to know, laying in the grass or climbing a tree? Oh, we are boarding. I have to go. If you're curious about my Australia trip, not only am I recording these podcast episodes, sharing on my Instagram story, and then I'm posting a YouTube video every Friday. So there will be a new video up by the time that you listen to it. There's one that went up last week. Tons of cool stuff if you want a visual to what I'm talking about. Sorry for the short episode, but I'll make sure next week's is longer. And Patreon, I'll give you something good. So if you're part of that, just stick around. Otherwise, thank you all so much for listening. Talk to you next week. XOXO, Lexi.